Everything I Hold Dear by Seal Dog, read by X-Man Hater. Long Wang Shi opened the door to the Jingxi and stopped in his tracks. He blinked once, twice, but the sight in front of him refused to change, not even when he discreetly sent a small jolt of spiritual energy into the tips of his fingers, just to check that he wasn't dreaming or hallucinating. "Welcome back, Lan Chan," Wei Wuxian said cheerily from where he was laid out on the floor, one hand gesturing for Lan Wangji to come in. He had a very wide grin on his face, one that Lan Wangji had come to associate with trouble incoming. Come in, and close the door behind you before anyone sees." The other Wei Wuxian spoke up, eyes squinting in glee as he sat up to straddle, well, himself. The identical mischievous grins on the two faces turned towards the doorway should have made any sane person take a step back, turn to flee. It probably said something about Lan Wangji that he instead took a step in and closed the door carefully behind him. "Well, how do you like my surprise?" The Wei Wuxian on top stood up and bounded over to catch Lan Wangji's hands in his own. There was a faint scent of charred paper and ink that wafted over him, acrid beneath the familiar soothing smell of sandalwood incense that permeated the Jingxi. A glance at the basket next to the low table, filled with burned remnants of talisman paper, confirmed his suspicions that this was probably the result of one of Wei Wuxian's experiments. Wei Wuxian squeezed Lan Wangji's hands, and then turned to gesture at his double, still sprawled out on the floor. "Check it out, I made another me! Happy birthday, Lan Shan." "One Wei Ying is more than enough, I think," Lan Wangji said, but his eyes were drawn to the other Wei Wuxian, whose grin only widened. From the redness of his mouth and the way his legs were splayed out, his robes indecently messy, it was clear what they'd been doing before Lan Wangji had interrupted them. Lan Wangji averted his gaze, feeling very improper, despite the fact that they'd been married for a few years now. 3 years and 5 months, to be exact, and no, he didn't count the days as well. 13 days. "You're probably right," the original Wei Wuxian said, letting go of Lan Wangji's hands to wrap his arms around his neck, leaning into him carelessly. Lan Wangji's hands went to his waist, catching him automatically. "I think your esteemed uncle might actually get a heart attack if he saw two of me. Or his beard might fall out. I think I saw white hair in there the other day. And I don't want to take credit or anything, but let's be real, it's all me." Lan Wangji made a noise that could be agreement or disagreement. He doubted that his uncle's cultivation-based youth could be so easily contravened, but if there was anybody who could do it, it would be Wei Wuxian. Wei Wuxian, whose hands had started playing with Lan Wangji's hair 2 sentences ago, continued talking. His fingers tangled into the long strands to tug teasingly as he spoke. "But you know what I thought? Who would appreciate more than one of me? My Lan Chan, of course. Tell me, Lan Chan, have you ever thought about it? About what you could do with two of me?" His fingers tightened, and the pull on Lan Wangji's scalp burned, but not as much as the heat of the sly grin that Wei Wuxian gave him. He didn't even realize his hands had tightened on Wei Wuxian's waist until Wei Wuxian continued, laughter bubbling up in his words. "No need to squeeze so hard, Lan Chan. Save it for later." Lan Wangji forced his grip to relax, though he left his hands where they were, thumbs stroking along his husband's waist in silent apology. Wei Wuxian hardly seemed to mind, though. His eyes squinted as he grinned up at Lan Wangji, laugh lines crinkling in the corners as he beamed, radiating happiness. It looked good on him. Lan Wangji let his eyes linger over his husband's happy expression, savoring every single moment. "Wei Ying," he said, because when Wei Wuxian looked so happy, so radiant like this, the contentment that filled Lan Wangji could only come out as a reverent prayer shaped like his husband's name. "Lan Chan," Wei Wuxian answered. His fingers stroked tender, burning lines across the back of Lan Wangji's neck, the burn as bright as his smile. "We've got approximately 5 hours till the spell runs out. Come fuck me." "And me." The duplicate Wei Wuxian, who'd been sprawled out on the floor, got to his feet and latched onto Lan Wangji's back. The warmth of his body as he draped himself over Lan Wangji's shoulders was mirrored by how the Wei Wuxian in front pressed his body forward, and it made Lan Wangji's breath catch. "How do you want us, Lan Chan?" His hands went down to grope at the front of Long Wangji's robes playfully, and Long Wangji had to remind himself to breathe. Wei Wuxian watched his duplicate continue his inappropriate handsiness with no small amount of pride. "Look at me," he cooed, one hand letting go of Long Wangji's neck to rub his duplicate's cheeks. "I'm so cute. No wonder you can never take your eyes off me, Lan Chan."
"Shameless," Long Wangji murmured, though he could hear how fond his own voice was.
It wasn't a denial, and he didn't lift a finger to stop them, either of them, as they began to work his robes undone together, exchanging ridiculous giggles whenever their hands brushed against each other's. Nor did he try to stop them when they started kissing each other over his shoulder, pausing every now and then to kiss Long Wangji too, keeping him included. Lan Wangji obligingly returned whatever kisses came to him, but kept his hands passively still on the waist of the Wei Wuxian in front of him, letting go only to let his robes fall to the floor. At most, he would let his thumbs stroke along the line of Wei Wuxian's sash, feel the muscles of his torso beneath the layers of cloth. Lan Wangji wanted, with an overwhelming desperation that prickled his skin, to reach out, to touch, to lay his husband out. Both of them. Not that Lan Wangji let himself think too much about that part, because he found it hard to keep breathing if he did. He wanted to lay his husband out on their bed and take his time, show him how much he loved him, with hands and mouth and more. But if he let himself do that, if he relinquished the last hold on what was admittedly already paper-thin self-control, he knew he would get too rough, too reckless. And though Wei Wuxian enjoyed making him lose control, in spite of, or perhaps because of, the inevitable consequences, Lan Wangji wanted to keep this gentle, tender. This was Wei Wuxian's present to him, and he would rather take another 33 lashes than hurt him in any way. So he held his hands at Wei Wuxian's waist and kept his breaths as even as he could, and watched as his husband, both of him, continued to kiss each other with increasing fervor. The wet sounds of their lewd kisses right next to his ear, the quickening of their breaths, the way they both pressed their bodies against Long Wangji shamelessly, one slim thigh already pressing between his legs. Lan Wangji took a deep breath, straining for control. It didn't help, because the cool sandalwood scent that permeated the Jingxi, which normally brought peace and serenity to his mind, was buried beneath Wei Wuxian's scent, warm and sweet and heady with arousal. When Long Wangji breathed in, all he could think of was how much he wanted to bury his face in Wei Wuxian's neck, to bite his way down his chest, further down, to take him in his arms and make him cry out his name in ecstasy. He swallowed the groan that threatened to escape his mouth, held it in behind lips pressed together. Or tried to. It came out anyway, escaped as a gasp when the duplicate behind him finally managed to get a hand inside his robes and into Long Wangji's trousers. It groped him casually, in an almost friendly way, but the pressure on what he'd been trying so desperately to ignore was almost painful, made Long Wangji's hips jerk forward the tiniest bit before he got himself back under control, eyes squeezed shut and breaths coming shallow. "Oh, Lan Chan," one of them breathed out, the words hot against his already burning ears. "Did you like that?" It was Wei Wuxian, of course he liked it. But because it was Wei Wuxian who liked to hear his own voice at the best of times and even more so in bed, Lan Wangji had to endure these scandalous, highly inappropriate questions, always asked in such teasing tones. "Of course our Lan Chan liked it," the other Wei Wuxian said, and the laughter in his voice curled, warm and satisfying in Lan Wangji's chest, suffusing through the arousal. "Look how hard he is already. Touch it, touch it." Lan Wangji made it through the first 246 rules of the Gusu Lan sect rules in his head as they pawed shamelessly at him, before giving in and sweeping both giggling Wei Wuxians into his arms to toss into bed.
"Ah, how exciting, Lan Chan's getting all riled up,"
the duplicate said, giving Lan Wangji a coquettish look beneath lowered lashes.
"Maybe we should make him wait. What do you think, other me?"
Wei Wuxian paused in where he'd been speedily stripping his robes off to give Long Wangji a slow, lingering look, eyes trailing down his body with a gaze so heated it was almost a physical touch. The wicked curl of his mouth made Long Wangji want to climb fully into the bed and kiss it off of him, but the moment he leaned forward, he was forestalled by a raised hand.
"I think we have the best ideas, other me, but maybe next time. It's his birthday, after all, Wei Wuxian said, and pulled his outer robe all the way off, only to fling it in Long Wangji's direction.
Lana Gaga, take care of this for me, will you?
Long Wangji caught the robe and started folding automatically. The familiar actions gave him something to distract himself from the sounds on the bed. Wei Wuxian, it seemed, had taken all too enthusiastically to kissing himself.
So that's what it's like when I bite Lan Chan.
Ticklish, why are you still wearing these? Ugh.
Less talking, more stripping. Less talking? You do realize you're talking to yourself, right?
How could I forget? Look at this cute face, gosh.
I know, we're so cute, it's criminal.
Ah, don't make that expression, that's so lewd, I can't control myself.
Lan Wangji
placed the folded robe on the floor at the foot of the bed, and then sat at the edge of the bed to watch. The two Wei Wuxians on the bed rolled around, hands groping enthusiastically at each other. The original Wei Wuxian had stripped down to only his trousers, while the duplicate still had his inner robe on, though it was pushed nearly all the way off his shoulders. Long Wangji's eyes lingered on the miles of bared, pale skin, on the way the duplicate's back arched as he struggled to get his robe off, the curve of his torso in arresting sight.
Lan Chan,
Wei Wuxian surfaced from kissing himself long enough to say breathlessly, bring your ribbon over here.
Ooh, are you going to tie me up?
The duplicate perked up, though given that his hands were tangled in his own robes behind his back, he couldn't really do anything more than wriggle happily beneath his other self's hands.
Tie me up, tie me up.
Lan Wangji obligingly moved closer, undoing his forehead ribbon as he went. Sometimes, if he let himself think about what they did with this ribbon, this symbol of his sex control and self-regulation, he would feel some small spark of shame. A very small spark, because the sight of the white ribbon with its blue pattern of clouds against Wei Wuxian's fair skin, much like everything concerning Wei Wuxian, was enough to drown out the most rational thought in Long Wangji's head. He helped Wei Wuxian strip the double down to bare skin and then looped the ribbon around the double's wrists, binding them behind his back. Long practice made the movements easy, and when he tested the tightness with a finger between slim wrists, the duplicate leaned back against him, hands moving clumsily down to grope between Long Wangji's legs.
Lan Gaga, you're so good at this. Have I ever told you that? But you can make it as tight as you want. I'll be fine. You know I like it when you get rough with me.
The duplicate batted his eyelashes up at Long Wangji in an obvious demand, mouth puckering up in a way that was ridiculously endearing. Obligingly, Long Wangji bent down and kissed the soft, pouting mouth, but continued to test the binding anyway, tugging to make sure it wouldn't get too tight.
I will not let you get hurt, he said into his husband's mouth and pressed one last kiss to an uplifted corner, before pulling back to look at, well, his husband, but the other one.
You're such an upright man, Hong Wanjun,
Wei Wuxian said, leaning forward past his duplicate to steal a kiss for himself. He continued, mouth moving against Long Wangji's.
But you don't have to be careful with me, with us. Tonight, this is all about you, Lan Chan.
He pulled away, one thumb going to wipe at Long Wangji's mouth. There was a very soft expression on his face, and Long Wangji could only nod mutely in reply.
Good boy,
Wei Wuxian said, and rewarded Long Wangji with another kiss, nipping at his lip as he pulled away.
Now lie back. We're going to take care of you.
It took some time for them to arrange themselves, especially since Wei Wuxian seemed to be taking the opportunity to indulge his narcissistic streak and put Long Wangji and his duplicate into positions just so he could admire how they looked together.
Ah, Lan Chan, how are you so handsome?
Kiss me. I want to see what it looks like when...
Ooh, that's so obscene. We're so obscene. It's making me blush.
But eventually, many cheeky gropes later, everybody was finally naked and in position. Lan Wangji lay back on the wide double bed, their third since moving fully into the Jingxi, and their sturdiest to date, with the duplicate kneeling between his legs and Wei Wuxian lying next to him, his chest pressed to Lan Wangji's side.
Lan Gaga,
the duplicate said, voice saccharine sweet.
You look so delicious spread out like this.
He does, doesn't he? Wei Wuxian ran a hand down Long Wangji's chest and stomach, fingers skimming lightly over the skin, light enough to tickle. Lan Wangji caught it, which made Wei Wuxian,
Both of them, pout. So he followed it up by bringing it to his mouth to kiss it an apology, fingers curling around Wei Wuxian's and squeezing gently. The simultaneous agonized "Ugh!" that came in response made Lang Wangji's lips twitch.
Lan Chan, you can't just go around being like that when we're trying to be sexy, Wei Wuxian whined, pulling his hand away to cover his pink face.
It was even worse watching from this side, trust me, muttered the other Wei Wuxian. When Lang Wangji glanced over, though, this Wei Wuxian's face was also pink, and he bit his lip and looked away shyly when Lang Wangji's gaze met his. That his husband could be so brazen and shameless about so many things, but fall apart at the smallest tender gesture, never failed to make Lang Wangji's heart clench tight. He reached out to the duplicate and tucked in a wry lock of hair behind his ear, hand sliding down after to cup his chin and turn him to meet his gaze.
Oh my god, Wei Wuxian groaned, even as he wiggled closer, burying his face into Lang Wangji's neck and flinging one arm around his chest.
I can't take this anymore, Lan Chan. How are you real?
His words puffed out warm against Lang Wangji's skin and were followed by a kiss and then another.
He's giving me that look. Help me,
the other Wei Wuxian wailed, equally overdramatic. Lan Wangji tugged gently, other hand going to support his waist as he pulled him down into a kiss.
Ah, Lan Chan, how am I supposed to resist when you give me that look? You're lucky we're already married, or I'd have to ravish you just for that.
Wei Wuxian continued to ramble nonsensically in between returning Lan Wangji's kisses. Lan Wangji had a proper answer to that, he really did. But it was hard to think coherently with two mouths on him. Normally, it was already hard enough to think coherently when he was kissing one Wei Wuxian, but when there was another Wei Wuxian peppering sharp, biting little kisses on his neck and shoulder at the same time, and whispering filthy, terrible things into his ear. Was this what a chi deviation felt like? If so, Lang Wangji would happily go to his demise. Lost in the bliss, it took him a moment to realize that the two Wei Wuxians had traded positions at some point, and that the one kissing him was now the Wei Wuxian lying next to him, now half on top of him, and that the other Wei Wuxian was beginning to make his way down Lang Wangji's body, leaving a trail of burning hot kisses that cooled rapidly on his heated skin.
Lan Chan, watch this, Wei Wuxian broke away from kissing him to say. We're gonna make you feel so good, I promise.
He reached down and slid one hand into his double's hair, combing through the long strands. His double leaned into the touch, eyes squinting closed in pleasure.
I've always wondered what I look like with you in my mouth.
As he said that, the hand in his double's hair started pushing down. The double went more than willingly, wriggling back on his knees. His hands were still bound behind his back, which made his shoulders pull back, exposing the vulnerable, slender curve of his neck. With the way Wei Wuxian had combed his long hair to fall over one shoulder like a dark waterfall, and the wicked look in his eyes, the red curl of his kiss-bruised mouth, the overall effect was terribly distracting. Lan Wangji couldn't tear his eyes away, even if he wanted to.
Obscene, Lan Wangji replied, though all three of them could hear how breathless the word was.
I should hope so. It takes work to look this sexy, you know, Wei Wuxian said loftily.
The effect was somewhat broken by how he was practically rubbing his cheek along Lang Wangji's thigh happily.
You're making it work, Wei Wuxian
assured himself, hand still combing through his double's hair.
I can't believe we look so good like this. Lan Chan, how do you ever resist me?
Long practice.
The matching pouts that turned to face him made Lang Wangji's heart skip a beat, and he added reluctantly,
with great difficulty. Weighing is very irresistible.
He was taken aback by the original Wei Wuxian lunging down to capture his lips in a kiss.
Lan Chan,
he wailed, in between pressing kiss after kiss into Lang Wangji's mouth, his cheeks, his brow, even his nose.
Stop being so sweet, it's bad for my heart.
Between his legs, the double had buried his face in the juncture of Lan Wangji's thigh and was making his own pained noises. Lan Wangji really, really didn't understand how his husband found this romantic, but he accepted the kisses anyway.
The soft mouth against his broke away only long enough for Wei Wuxian to lean down to murmur something into his double's ear, and then it was back. The clever tongue that Long Wangji loved so much licked its way into his mouth with slow, torturous care, and Long Wangji couldn't help but part his lips, tilt his head in a silent demand for more. Further down, the other Wei Wuxian was also putting his mouth to good use. At the first touch of wet heat against his cock, Long Wangji's breath hissed out of him, and his hips jerked up involuntarily.
"Down,"
Wei Wuxian murmured, the command throaty with desire. Lan Wangji didn't know which of them said it, because between the two mouths, and the way the original Wei Wuxian's hands were beginning to roam across Long Wangji's chest and stomach, squeezing and pinching at random, he was finding it hard to keep track of all the sensations.
"Weying,"
he said, the words strained even to his own ears.
"Lan Shan,"
Wei Wuxian answered, voice tender. Lan Wangji reached out blindly, one hand going to tangle in the hair of the duplicate, while the other went to grasp the original Wei Wuxian's shoulder.
"Wei Ying,"
he said again, the words coming out of him in a broken gasp, as the double's tongue did something unimaginably pleasurable against the head of his cock.
"I'm here,"
Wei Wuxian said, voice still achingly sweet. "Lan Chan, we're here." Long Wangji's fingers tightened, a futile attempt to try and anchor himself, because strong fingers gathered his hands up, gentle but impossible to refuse. He groaned, feeling his self-control slip as his hands were brought above his head and pinned to the pillow. When he could bring himself to open his eyes, Wei Wuxian was leaning over him with a soft, affectionate expression on his face as he watched Long Wangji.
"What to do?" he said, voice brimming with tenderness. "When Lan Chan looks like that, I just want to eat him up."
The last few words were interspersed with kisses, and the very last word was followed up by a lick to Long Wangji's parted lips. But Long Wangji couldn't respond to them properly, because the double seemed to have taken that as some kind of cue to take Long Wangji's cock all the way down into his throat, and between the smile he could feel against his lips and the pleased hum of a mouth around his cock, Long Wangji was coming with his eyes squeezed shut, hands spasming in Wei Wuxian's grip. When he came back to himself, both Wei Wuxians were curled up on either side of him, the original still kissing him tenderly, while the duplicate was pressing gentle kisses against his neck and chest. They were murmuring to each other, exchanging commentary on how Long Wangji looked as he came, and hearing the filthy words spilling from their mouths made Long Wangji's ears burn in more ways than one.
"Incorrigible,"
he said eventually, when he was sure that his voice would be steady.
"Can you blame us?"
The duplicate Wei Wuxian propped his chin up on Long Wangji's chest, a very smug grin on his face. Long Wangji glanced at the redness of his mouth and had to look away.
"Lan Chan, your ears are so cute when they're red."
The original Wei Wuxian followed his words up with a nip to the ear close to his mouth. The tiny sting made Long Wangji's spent cock twitch. Futile so soon after coming, but a twitch nonetheless. Of course, the movement didn't fail to catch Wei Wuxian's eyes. Both Wei Wuxians.
"Don't worry, Lan Chan,"
the original Wei Wuxian cooed. He gave one last nip to Long Wangji's poor abused ear before sitting up and tugging his double up by the ribbon still around his wrists.
"We'll make a good show of things for you until you're ready again," he said.
The wicked glint in the two sets of dark eyes that turned towards him made Long Wangji's cock twitch again, which was probably a sign of how doomed he was. But this was the best kind of doomed, even if there was a very real possibility that he might actually die from being unable to handle his arousal. Was it really possible to get a qi deviation from too much arousal? Everyone had thought it had happened with Jin Guangsheng, but now that the whole story had come out that he hadn't... Lan Wangji very much did not want to be the first cultivator on record to die while having sex, thank you very much. So as he watched the two Wei Wuxians kiss each other with growing ardor, he kept his breaths even, his fingers folded carefully across his stomach, and his thoughts as calm as he could make them. Though, given two Wei Wuxians and giving what they were doing across his body, this was by far the biggest test of willpower he'd ever have to face. The soft moans and slick sounds of mouths moving against each other were bad enough, but Long Wangji also had a perfect view of everything that was going on. like the way the original Wei Wuxian's hands went to squeeze and grope at his double's ass, slender fingers digging into the soft flesh there, or the way he could see their tongues sliding against each other, red and wet and filthy, or the way the double's hands strained against the cloth binding his wrists, the long, elegant fingers curling around each other, as if he needed something to anchor himself. It was this last that finally spurred Long Longji to move from his post-orgasm days. He reached out, curling his fingers into the palm of one of the double's hands, to give him something to hold on to.
Ah, Lan Chan.
The double tore his mouth away from where the original Wei Wuxian was biting into it to gasp. Eyes squeezed shut and brows furrowed in what looked almost like pain.
Don't do that, or I might...
It's okay, Wei Wuxian murmured, one hand coming up to cup his double's face. Just relax. Remember our plan. His other hand went down to stroke at his double's cock, and with a strangled cry and a few jerky, uncoordinated thrusts, the double was coming, hands gripping Long Longji's and face pressed to the original Wei Wuxian's shoulder. The original Wei Wuxian seemed to be almost having an orgasm of his own, going by the way he was biting his own lip, and having trouble staying upright, though when Long Longji glanced down to check, it clearly wasn't so. The duplicate eventually turned his face, just enough that Long Longji could see the way his eyes were brimming with unshed tears. He gave Long Longji a watery smile and said, voice hoarse,
Lan Chan, I love you. You know that?
Long Longji squeezed the fingers in his hand.
Wei Ying, he said,
swallowing down all the words that threatened to spill out of his mouth in an incoherent mess. He hated the way words always seemed inadequate coming out of his mouth. He was nothing like Wei Wuxian, who rambled but who could be surprisingly eloquent when the time called for it, or his older brother, who even in his grief was more elegant and refined than anybody Long Longji knew. All he had were his actions, and Wei Wuxian's name, the syllables fitting familiar and comforting in his mouth. And to his eternal gratefulness and joy, Wei Wuxian always seemed to know.
I really, really love you, Lan Chan, the original Wei Wuxian said,
one hand coming down to stroke where his double was still holding Long Longji's hands. The look on his face as he watched Long Longji, wonder and awe and happiness, was radiant, and Long Longji couldn't look away.
My hung one, June.
Yours,
Long Longji agreed, helpless as ever in the face of everything that Wei Wuxian was.
Always yours.
The hands in his grasp shivered, and both Wei Wuxians turned away in sync as if his words were too much.
Ah, Lan Chan,
one of them said, sounding very strangled.
You really don't know what you do to me, do you?
He really doesn't, the other Wei Wuxian said mournfully.
Every single time you think you're used to it, and yet...
I'd say we need to get our revenge on him, but I think all my bones have turned to soup. The duplicate leaned heavily on the original Wei Wuxian, face pressed once more into his shoulder, swaying with exaggerated exhaustion. Lan Wangji immediately sat up and reached out to support him.
Lan Chan, don't fall for that,
the original Wei Wuxian exclaimed, looking very put out. Can't you tell he's faking it?
I'm so tired,
the duplicate whined, head turning just enough to give Long Longji a coy look beneath lashes still clumpy with tears.
Hold me, Lan Chan.
Oh my god, is this what it looks like from the outside? The original Wei Wuxian gave himself a look that was simultaneously revolted and admiring.
No wonder the others always look like they want to throw up. Lan Chan, you're way too indulgent with me.
He made strangled, indignant noises as Long Longji ignored him to continue fussing over the other Wei Wuxian, undoing the ribbon around his wrist, massaging his hands, and pulling him down to lie against Long Longji's front.
I'm so shameless, oh my god,
Wei Wuxian muttered, though he was watching his duplicate with something that was definitely narcissistic admiration.
Fine, fine, hold me there. I guess I'm the only one here who actually does anything.
Long Longji, arms full of a clingy, whiny Wei Wuxian who was sticky in more ways than one, gave him a look of his own.
I had plans, Lan Chan,
Wei Wuxian said, flinging his hands up in despair. He was clearly trying to sound stern. He was also clearly failing.
Sexy plans!
Long Longji said, one hand cradling the back of the duplicate's head, massaging gently. The duplicate, who in every possible way was just like Wei Wuxian, had his head tilted into Long Wangji's hand, contentment radiating from every angle, from his expression to the way his body was all but melted atop Long Wangji's.
"I can't believe I'm feeling jealous of my own damn self," Wei Wuxian muttered, though again he seemed more proud than anything.
He flung himself toward the side of the bed, practically rolling off of it as he groped under the mattress for the vial of oil that they kept there. The position he was in looked very precarious, and Long Wangji held in a sigh. He reached his free hand out to catch hold of a bony ankle, keeping Wei Wuxian in place as he searched. Eventually, there was a triumphant exclamation, and then Wei Wuxian scrambled back into a less precarious position.
"You know," he said, settling into place between his duplicate's legs, and by extensions, Long Wangji's. "I've had the expression, go fuck yourself, flung at me before when I was the Yiling Patriarch, but I never really thought I'd actually be doing it someday."
Long Wangji blinked once, twice. Wei Wuxian continued to ramble.
"I gotta say, though, I don't even know how I'd be able to respond now if someone tells me this. Been there, done that? Oh man, I bet I'd get some weird expressions."
A thoughtful look crossed his face, but it was the duplicate who continued, chin propped up on Long Wangji's chest, a contemplative look on his own face.
"Definitely can't ever say that to Jiang Cheng."
Long Wangji let a pained expression flit across his own face.
"Wei Ying," he said, trying to convey to his husband
that bringing up Jiang Cheng when they were in bed was about the least sexy thing Wei Wuxian could do. And that included the time Wei Wuxian had arbitrarily decided to try and grow a mustache to rival Long Wangji's uncle. At his expression, both Wei Wuxians burst into a fit of giggles, which was both incredibly endearing and a great test of Long Wangji's patience.
"Okay," Wei Wuxian said, though he was still snorting a little. "Sorry, no bringing up you-know-who. Back to the sexy times, I promise."
"Promises, promises," the duplicate said, wiggling himself into a more comfortable position draped over Long Wangji, elbows going everywhere.
"Lan Chan, kiss me," he ordered.
Lan Wangji, who had never been able to resist Wei Wuxian, wasn't about to start now. He obligingly lifted his head, hands going to the duplicate's waist to hitch him up so he could kiss him. It was strange, kissing Wei Wuxian while he was being prepared by, well, himself. And sometime during the night, Long Wangji would get used to this, but for now it was still a strange thing to think about. Of course, he'd kissed his husband while preparing him before, but it was different, doing both versus just kissing him while he was being prepared. When he was doing both, he had to split his attention between being slow and careful down there and returning Wei Wuxian's demanding kisses. Now, though, he could focus all his attention on the kissing, and it was different. Like this, he could feel the way the duplicate's breath hitched when the original Wei Wuxian hit the right spot, could feel the way his lower lip trembled and the tiny aborted movements of his hips as he adjusted to being opened up, could almost taste his arousal on the air with how heady it was, musky and sweet. And when he opened his eyes to look past the duplicate, he could see Wei Wuxian at work, all that fierce intelligence and attention narrowed down to just this one task. It was breathtaking. Wei Wuxian was breathtaking. The duplicate was slowly getting hard against Long Wangji's stomach, helped along by the hitches of his hips, and Long Wangji's hands stroking down his back.
"I can't believe I'm so tight. How do you fit in me all the time?" the original Wei Wuxian asked absently, still focused on opening himself up. "I can see why you like doing this, though. It really is something to watch."
"Do it faster," the duplicate complained, pausing in where he was kissing Long Wangji.
"We both know we can take it much faster than that."
"But it's so erotic. Look how you're opening up for me." Despite his words, the original Wei Wuxian sped up, the slick, obscene sounds coming faster. On top of Long Wangji, the duplicate shifted, pushing himself up onto his elbows to get a better angle. His brows were furrowed and he was barely returning Long Wangji's kisses, attention clearly focused elsewhere. The soft moans and gasps that escaped his lips came out unbidden, like he was too intent on feeling to restrain himself. Long Wangji continued to stroke his back and place careful kisses along his brow, tasting the fresh, salty sweat there. He couldn't take his eyes off the original Wei Wuxian, though, who had his tongue poking out the corner of his mouth and who was watching his hands work with eagle-eyed intensity. With the duplicate's impatient urging, though, he was soon pulling his hand away and lining up behind him with an unnecessarily gleeful look of anticipation on his face. Lan Wangji tried somewhat half-heartedly to not find that attractive, and failed. The expressions on both their faces as the original Wei Wuxian slowly pushed in. Lan Wangji had to look away to bring himself back under control.
This feels... I know, I can...
The duplicate shook his head, teeth gritted and brows drawn together fiercely. Concerned, Lan Wangji moved to sit up, but the original Wei Wuxian's eyes flew open at the first hint of movement from him.
"Lie back down, Lan Erguke,"
he ordered, one hand lifting from his duplicate's waist to point it at Lan Wangji threateningly.
"I'm fine. We're fine. This is just..." "He didn't mention that we both feel what the other is feeling,"
the duplicate Wei Wuxian offered up, lifting his head long enough to give Lan Wangji a weak grin.
"This is... stop moving. This is kind of overwhelming,"
the original Wei Wuxian said, holding very still. His expression, though, was rapturous as he watched himself.
"I'm liking it, though."
"You and me both," the duplicate said, shifting a little. His erection bobbed a little between his legs, hard enough that it looked like he could come again already.
"Okay. Okay, go slow."
Lan Wangji held the duplicate steady as the original Wei Wuxian started a slow, careful pace. He couldn't help but keep touching, though, alternating between running his hands through the duplicate's hair and down his back, to reaching out further to trace along the fingers of the original Wei Wuxian's hands where they gripped the duplicate's hips.
"Lan Chun,"
the duplicate said, voice ragged as he panted against Lan Wangji's neck.
"Kiss me, Lan Chun."
"I'm here," Lan Wangji said, cradling the duplicate's chin in one hand and pressing a soft, chaste kiss to his lips. "Wei Ying, I'm here."
"Lan Chun,"
Wei Wuxian said, sounding barely any better off. His voice was hoarse and his face was flushed, fair skin tinged pink, spreading down his neck and chest in a way that made Lan Wangji want to trace it with his tongue.
Come here, before we both come."
He pulled his duplicate up into a kneeling position, and the sight of them, both kneeling in front of him, identical dazed, aroused expressions on their faces, would have been enough to do a weaker man in. Lan Wangji sat up, clenched his fists on his knees, and waited.
"Lan Chan,"
the original Wei Wuxian said, arms coming round to stroke down his duplicate's chest.
"Wouldn't you like to fuck me? With me?"
The duplicate leaned back against himself, a smirk crossing his face. It wasn't a very effective smirk because of the way he looked, in flushed, obscene disarray, all bitten red lips and tangled hair and lust-glazed eyes. But it certainly was a very attractive smirk.
"I've always wondered if I could take two at once," he said and ground his hips back. "What better time to test it than with you and myself, right, Lan Chan?"
Lan Wangji couldn't contain the growl that bubbled up in his chest at the thought.
"Exactly," the original Wei Wuxian said, eyes sparkling with delight. "Now come on, Lan Chan, lend me your hand."
Reaching out to take the bottle of oil, he coated Lan Wangji's fingers liberally, enough that it spilled over into his palm and ran down his forearm. It was a mess waiting to happen, but Lan Wangji couldn't bring himself to care about that right now. All he could focus on was the way the original Wei Wuxian was nudging the knees of the duplicate apart, spreading him open. The way Lan Wangji could see the reddened, taut skin down there. Absolutely obscene and really, really not something that should make Lan Wangji's heart squeeze tight. At both their nods, Lan Wangji reached forward between the duplicate's legs. He traced one oil-slick finger at where the duplicate was stretched so tightly around the original Wei Wuxian's cock. The small whine that came in response was like music to his ears, sweeter than any song he'd ever coaxed from his guttin.
"Lan Chan, you're such a tease," the duplicate moaned. "Get on with it."
The original Wei Wuxian, who had his chin propped up on his duplicate's shoulders to watch, made an agreeing sound but did nothing to spur Lan Wangji on. He seemed content to just watch, though Lan Wangji could feel his cock twitching against his finger as he started to press in slowly. The shocked little gasp that escaped the duplicate made Long Wangji pause. But when he glanced up to check, the duplicate just gave him a smile, soft beneath the slight expression of pain.
"Keep going, Lan Chan," he said, though his voice cracked a little.
"I've had worse," the original said, though his hand went down to stroke reassuringly along the duplicate's side. "A bit of pain is nothing." Frowning, Long Wangji pulled back.
"No,"
he said, the word coming out more curt than he'd intended. At Wei Wuxian's pout, he softened, but still reached out to take the oil to slick both hands up. This time, when he reached down, it was with both hands. One went to press carefully at where both Wei Wuxian's were joined, while the other went to stroke the duplicate Wei Wuxian's cock. Both Wei Wuxian's cried out at his touch, the duplicate jerking forward while the original Wei Wuxian buried his face in his duplicate's shoulder, teeth biting down in a way that Long Wangji was intimately familiar with.
"Ah!"
The duplicate clutched at Long Wangji's arms, fingers tightening almost painfully.
"Oh, that! Keep going, Lan Chan!"
Lan Wangji dropped in for a kiss, unable to resist the helpless, trembling mouth before him. Between the kiss and the steady pumps of Long Wangji's hand, the duplicate relaxed enough that he was eventually able to slip his finger in. One finger became two, and he could feel the original Wei Wuxian's cock twitching against his fingers. Could easily imagine how it would feel to be pressed into the duplicate alongside the original.
"I'm ready, Lan Chan,"
the duplicate said eventually, voice hoarse.
"Put it in me."
It really, really shouldn't be attractive when his husband said ridiculous things like that, even if he was currently giving Lan Wangji an incredibly erotic glance from beneath lowered lashes right now. Lan Wangji was doomed, he really was. The original Wei Wuxian lay back, pulling his duplicate with him so that they were both spread out for Long Wangji, like something out of the dirtiest dreams of his deprived, repressed adolescent mind. Kneeling between their legs, it was all Long Wangji could do to restrain himself from going wild. Pressing his cock alongside the original Wei Wuxian's into the duplicate's already stretched out hole made all three of them freeze, and it took a while before any of them could begin to move. But they did. The duplicate making soft, thready, moaning sounds, even as his body slowly began to adjust to the lengths inside of him.
Chan, it's so much, too full, I can't,
Behind him, the original Wei Wuxian wasn't much better off. From the way his body was trembling, and the way his cock was leaking enough pre-cum to slick the way from Long Wangji's, he was teetering right on the edge himself. And once Long Wangji was all the way in, he couldn't blame him. It was tight, so tight. Long Wangji was used to his husband being tight around him, but this felt like a whole new level of tightness. Everything felt like it was pressing in close so that all he could see, think about, feel, or smell was Wei Wuxian. It was perfect. He breathed in and hoped fervently, with all his tongue-tied heart, that this moment would last forever. He knew it wouldn't, of course, but getting to have it all it was more than Long Wangji thought he would ever get. So he pressed his face into Wei Wuxian's neck, etched what he could into his memory, and kept breathing.
"Lan Chan,"
one of the Wei Wuxian said. It was followed up by a soft touch to Long Wangji's back, the hand tracing one of the deepest scars that ran across his right shoulder blade.
"Lan Chan, are you all right?"
"Weighing,"
Lan Wangji said. The depth of the barely restrained lust in his own voice frightened him. It couldn't be normal to want someone so much, could it?
"Weighing your..."
"It's okay, Lan Chan, I'm here. Both of us are.
You can do anything you want to us, to me." Wei Wuxian's voice, low and intimate, sent fire curling through Long Wangji's veins. And the last of his self-restraint fell apart, crumbling like the remnants of a used talisman. The next few seconds, possibly minutes, maybe even an hour, passed in a blur. Lan Wangji lost track of time as he buried himself into the welcoming heat of his husband over and over, shoving in as deep as he could. Each thrust brought a cry from the duplicate, who by now had gone nearly limp and who could only cling weakly to Lan Wangji and make plaintive, thready noises of encouragement. Beneath them both, the original Wei Wuxian was equally vocal about his pleasure, gasping and moaning as he thrust raggedly upwards in time with Long Wangji, hands scrabbling at the bedsheets, at Long Wangji's hair, at his own duplicate's waist, anything to anger himself. Beneath them, the creaking of the bed made an ominous counterpart to both Wei Wuxian's noises. And distantly, Long Wangji spared a mournful thought for his dignity, because really, if he had to request a fourth bed, it had been embarrassing enough to ask for a third. But then the duplicate was squirming, cries changing in pitch, legs squeezing tight around Long Wangji's waist as he came, spilling hot and sticky into Long Wangji's hand. It seemed the added sensation was enough to set the original Wei Wuxian off, and he shouted, heels digging into the bed as he thrust upwards blindly, almost lifting all three of them up before he collapsed gracelessly, sweat-drenched locks splaying out over the sheets and chest heaving in gulping gasps. The sudden slickness, together with how the duplicate had gone pretty much boneless, was startling, and before Long Wangji could even register what was going on, too engrossed in watching his husband's pleasure-slack face, he was tipping over the edge, cresting through an orgasm that shook its way through him, all the way down to his toes. He buried his face in the duplicate's neck, trying and failing to contain his own cry of pleasure. It felt like it lasted forever, and at some point he felt multiple hands come up to stroke at his back, soothing him. He heard his name, felt gentle fingers brush his hair away from his neck. When he blinked, finally back to himself, he realized he was probably crushing both Wei Wuxian's beneath his weight. Murmuring a remorseful apology, he moved to lower himself on shaky arms to the side. Once he'd settled next to both of the Wei Wuxian's, the duplicate rolled over onto his other side and promptly flung an arm and a leg over Long Wangji's body to smack at the original Wei Wuxian with a limp hand. "That," he declared, voice smug beneath the hoarseness, "was the best idea ever." He winced a little and brought his hand back to rub at the small of his back. "Maybe next time let's find a better position, though."
"Does it hurt?"
Long Wangji asked, concerned. He reached down with one hand to check and see if the duplicate was hurt in any way.
He's fine,
Wei Wuxian said, cuddling up to Long Wangji's other side.
"That was amazing,"
he said, sounding exhausted and thoroughly sated.
"Like I said, best idea ever,"
the duplicate said. He wriggled a little bit beneath Long Wangji's concerned probing.
"I'm fine, really."
Long Wangji said eventually, once he was satisfied. He couldn't help but keep touching, though, fascinated by the way the duplicate opened up so easily on his fingers now. The duplicate whined, shoved his face against Long Wangji's neck, one hand shoving Long Wangji's hand away half-heartedly.
"No more, Lanaguga,"
he mumbled, the words slurring slightly.
"We can another time."
His words trailed off into a yawn, and he nudged closer, rubbing his head into Long Wangji's shoulder like a cat seeking affection. On Long Wangji's other side, the original Wei Wuxian was already well on his way to sleep, like he usually was after coming. Long Wangji carefully pulled a lock of hair free from where it had gotten trapped beneath his clinging arm, before wrapping an arm around him and settling into a more comfortable position. Pressed between two clinging Wei Wuxians, sweat cooling on his body, and the smell of sex musky in the air, Long Wangji had never felt so content. His last coherent thought before he slipped into sleep himself was to marvel that their bed had survived, after everything. Long Wangji woke up at precisely 5 a.m. to only one other body in the bed. Though his sleeping times had gotten somewhat more erratic with the introduction of a rather nocturnal husband into his life and their everyday activities, his body clock had yet to fail him when it came to waking up. When he opened his eyes, the first thing he saw was a dark head of wild, unruly hair laid on his chest. He huffed out a quiet, content breath and closed his eyes again, relaxing. The warm body curled up against his side shifted closer, snuffling. Long, tangled hair dragged over Long Wangji's bare skin, tickling a little. He stroked one hand down Wei Wuxian's back, humming. Happiness, warm and gentle, bloomed in his chest when his husband buried his face more tightly against his neck and let out a content sigh of his own. Long Wangji listened to Wei Wuxian's soft, measured breaths and told himself that this was real. He wasn't dreaming, this was real, and he was living it right now. It had been something he had to remind himself of in the first few months of their relationship because he could hardly believe that he could be so lucky. Now, 3 years, 5 months, and 14 days on, he still did it, partly out of habit, and partly because he never wanted to take this peace for granted. Outside, he could hear the faint hum of the cloud recesses coming to life. There were no loud sounds, not while Wei Wuxian was asleep, but he could hear the kitchen fires being started up and the sounds of junior disciples setting off to do their morning duties. It all felt distant, though, the walls of the Jingxi making everything a muted murmur in the background, counterpoint to Wei Wuxian's slow breaths, not quite heavy enough to be a snore. Long Wangji traced his fingers over one bare shoulder, enjoying the simple intimacy of being allowed to just touch. As much as he wanted to stay like this, though, there was a growing restlessness in him, spurred mostly by a desire to get clean. The sheets were tangled around them, and what had been sticky the night before was now dry and unpleasantly flaky. Reluctantly, very reluctantly, he slowly disentangled himself from Wei Wuxian, careful not to wake him, and got out of bed. Once free, he examined the mess around the area with some dismay. They really had gotten quite vigorous last night, even more so than usual. Really, the things Wei Wuxian did to Long Wangji's self-control. Pressing his lips together to hide what would have been an unseemly sappy smile, he got to work. Tidying up went quickly from long practice. Lifting Wei Wuxian to carry him to the prepared warm bath also came easily, again from long practice. The sight of his husband curled up in his arms, face pressed against Long Wangji's shoulder as he sighed and made soft, sleepy noises of complaint, tugged at Long Wangji's heart, as it always did. As gently as possible, he lowered him into the bath and began to clean him. To his mild surprise, everything they'd done last night to the duplicate Wei Wuxian, but not the original, was evident on Wei Wuxian's body in the morning. Long Wangji traced a line of bite marks on the back of Wei Wuxian's neck, marks that had been definitely left by Wei Wuxian himself, and marveled. His husband's ingenuity with spells and talismans was truly one of a kind. Said husband, who was currently rubbing his cheek against the edge of the bathtub with his eyes still shut, mumbled something that sounded like, "Don't eat the curtains." Sound advice, though Long Wangji had to wonder just what Wei Wuxian was currently dreaming of. Nobody was around to witness it, so Long Wangji let himself have one indulgent moment. He reached out just to run a finger down the line of Wei Wuxian's nose. Just like when he did it to his rabbits, Wei Wuxian's nose twitched, crinkling up as he pouted. It was terribly, horribly endearing, and Long Wangji was very glad nobody was around to witness the no doubt embarrassingly soft expression on his face. Withdrawing his finger and settling his robes around him in a more dignified manner, he left Wei Wuxian to continue drowsily soaking and went back to cleaning. When he was done with that, and then withdrawing his limp ragdoll of a husband and putting him back into the freshly made bed, there was still quite some time left, so Long Wangji went to get breakfast. The kitchen staff of the Cloud Recesses knew his habits by now and already had two trays prepared for him. Nodding his thanks, he took them both and returned. By the time the sleepy, grumbling noises from the bed took on a more coherent tone, Long Wangji had already caught up on his correspondence and was going through some of the junior's papers at his writing table. When the mass of blankets flopped out of bed and wriggled its way into Long Wangji's lap, he let it happen with nothing more than a few indulgent strokes to what could have been Wei Wuxian's thigh, or his back. It was hard to tell beneath the blankets. "Good morning," he said, and continued to annotate the essay in front of him. Lan Jingyi, he'd decided a long time ago, was the kind of disciple who had a lot of enthusiasm blocking the way of his untapped potential. It had gotten better, but it looked like the relatively recent introduction of Xin Rulan to the Lan disciple's life had made Lan Jingyi's essay writing skills regress. Frowning, Long Wangji marked out another two instances of wrong characters. The answering mumble from the bundle of blankets was followed up by Wei Wuxian sleepily poking his head out to shove his face into Long Wangji's neck. Lan Wangji ran his fingers through the now clean and entangled hair, enjoying the silky feel, and continued marking. "Lan Chan," Wei Wuxian said, eyes still closed even though he was canting his head into Long Wangji's touch. "Did you enjoy your birthday present last night?" Long Wangji bent down and placed a chaste kiss to Wei Wuxian's brow.
"Very enjoyable."
"Good," Wei Wuxian declared. "I've been planning that for months now, but the details took some work to figure out."
"Talisman?"
"Yep, and a ritual.
Oh, I might have burned your spare desk. The one you never use, though.
He reached up to pat Long Longji's face, an anxious look on his face.
Don't be angry, Lonarguga. I'll get you a new one. Make it up to you.
No need, Long Longji said, catching Wei Wuxian's hand and placing a small kiss on it. As long as you're happy, you make me very happy.
Wei Wuxian's eyes widened, then relaxed into a smile that Long Longji wanted to sear into his mind forever.
Lan Chan, you're the best,
Wei Wuxian said, one finger reaching out to tap Long Longji's chin. Ridiculous, Long Longji said, but his voice was soft and he didn't need a mirror to know that his expression was even softer.
Happy birthday again, Lan Chan,
Wei Wuxian said, finger sliding down to tug at the underside of Long Longji's jaw, beckoning him in for a kiss. And how could Long Longji, with his weak romantic heart, resist? The end.